What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock. Great to have you with us. Rico's World Tour continues. The Godfather, Mr. Michael Stone, joining us all week this week. And don't worry, there is a bit of a scheduling snafu. So the drops tournament will be next week. Without Hatchet, we can't execute it. Kenny's head would explode. Exactly. David is a five-year veteran. It requires multiple screens. David has a Bloomberg terminal.
By the way, you're just being politically correct. Basically, the reason is Wojo's family was in town this week, and he'll be drunk for the next 5 days.
So it's true. Yeah. I mean, that's very real. Yes. All right. Odyssey.com Rewind if you missed anything. We started the show looking at the Tigers' first 97 games. What was the one word? I'd love to, you know, again, if you want that, go get it. Also, College Football 25 came out. It's Men's Day. But, Stoney, you had a night at the ballpark Friday.
Yeah.
And I love this angle to it because It's why I have such vitriol for the team.
Yeah.
Because they rob us of what you experienced.
Great. My wife's one of her good friends' daughters.
Was this the one that you went to the bedroom in the song? Did you just hear the song to play?
No.
Okay.
No.
Carry on.
And anyway, her friend Shell's daughter is getting married. They had a bridal shower this weekend. So my wife and all their friends and their significant others, they said, let's go to the baseball game. So we got like 20 tickets. I don't know if they realized it was Ohtani weekend or whatever, but down the left field line, section 140, I believe, is where we sat. And it was hot as hell because the sun on third baseline is brutal, especially the 6:30 game.
Yeah,
we had dinner across the street at Union Assembly, and we had a great time. And the place was packed. It was somewhat loud, and it was, you know, we did all the things that fans do. We're sitting there, you know, waving and stuff that you'd probably be disgusted by, you know, but next thing I know, we're all in the Jumbotron, you know, all those ridiculous things for a little bit. Anyway.
Kenny wants to know, let's just answer the question. Did you have a daiquiri?
No, I didn't have a daiquiri.
All right, Kenny, there you go. See? Go ahead. Land the plane.
The point is, I felt like, oh my God, this is what it was like a decade ago, when you go on, especially on a weekend and a beautiful summer night.
That's right.
And the ballpark is packed and you're looking forward to every pitch. And, you know, look, we weren't looking forward to every pitch. We were just having a good time. But the bottom line is baseball, when you have a full ballpark or, you know, 35,000 people in there at the time, it's a great experience. It's a wonderful night, even when the team's not that good. But when the team is good, remember what it was like. And that's what we're talking about. God, we used to come down here, you know, a few times a summer with friends and just enjoy good baseball. And it was electric. And it hasn't been that way for a long time. But I got to get a little bit back on Friday
Okay,
night.
So here's, to me, the question for the people.
The Miggy thing, it got to that point for like one or two games. But other than that, yes.
Count. My point to you is this, Mike. It could be that way right now had they actually tried this offseason. That's my problem. It's what I keep going back to because, again, they're red hot their last 10. And they've never been in the category of, say, the A's or the White Sox or the Marlins. They're not a terrible baseball team. Their pitching is 90-win good. Their hitting primarily this year has been about 75-win good. That's been the issue. So the point is, had they done anything this offseason, I think you'd actually have more of those nights. This town, all this town requires is knowing their team cares, knowing their owner cares, and putting a product out there that's even remotely worth their time. And this town will show up.
No doubt.
Mike, that's my problem with this whole thing.
I get it. Look, I'm under the belief, and it's not an excuse, that they thought, wrongfully, The reason they didn't go get those bats that you craved was they thought the Torkelson we saw at the end of last year, the second half of the season, was what we're going to see this year. They had no idea Carpenter was going to get hurt. They had big expectations of Parker Meadows, and that's where they thought.
But hold on.
But that's what they thought. That's their fault.
Still doesn't fix third base.
No.
Still doesn't fix the lack of any veteran leadership on this team. Now, I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying that is such a faulty game plan. So here's my question to the people. Besides Ohtani coming to town, and it got Stoney, and again, the adoring public was all over him. You were doing autographs in the bottom of the fifth.
Thank you very much.
What will it take for you to go back to that park? In listener land, what will it take? Is it the team returning to being 90-win good? Do you go already? Do you swear them off until you see certain things from a payroll standpoint or a player standpoint? What will it take for you to return to Comerica and for there to be more nights where Michael Stone graces you with his presence? That's really the topic.
Or do you just say, you know what? I know the team stinks.
They don't stink.
Okay. Or I know they're not that good, but it's the summer. It's a beautiful night. I'm going to go to the ballpark and have a good time.
Well, that's Kenny's approach, Daiquiri.
Yeah, or beer.
That's Kenny's approach.
I get it.
Jeff Rieger, everybody. How are you? Looking very tan, I'll tell you. Look at this guy. Beautiful. Sun and Fun. That's Rieger's middle name.
Paul just said he looks like A-Rod.
He's getting there.
Oh, my
248-539-9797. Kenny, ticket text. What do the people have to say about it? And again, if you want the whole first half in one word, Odyssey.com Rewind. If you want College Football 25, Odyssey.com Rewind. It's all there for you. Kenny, go ahead.
Was at Comerica Park this weekend. Was a beautiful scene. Lots of Tigers fans. It's sad that we won't get to see any of that often.
So when do we? You know, when do people rally? Like, to me, it's simple. If this team has a big offseason and you can sell actual acquisition, I think you could have it next year. There is a way to sell Colt Keith and Riley Green as the faces of the franchise. There's a way to sell that. And if you go out and add two major acquisitions, remember, trades are legal. I think you'd have it next year. Maybe that's me wishful thinking on my part.
Yeah, probably. I mean, they have they have money to spend, and they have money coming off that payroll, too.
You know what? Let me say this. I'm sorry, and I'm not coming at you. I don't want to hear another word about money coming off the payroll.
I know.
They're already 60-some-odd million below league average. Ain't nobody trying to hear it.
I know, but, you know,
come on.
Boy Kana's off the payroll next year.
Kana should be off the team.
I know. That's why I was kidding.
I know. But I would love to know. Because, again, like, you go back to it. What was it, last Monday night? It was a perfect summer night. And it was on FS1, and the Guardians are in town, and on television, I don't want to hear about a reported number. I'm telling you what it looked like. It looked like an Oakland Athletics game. And that's where I go, if I own this team, I would be in overdrive to get my product to where people wanted to be there. So, look, I think there could be more nights like it next year, Mike. I do, but they got to spend. It's got to be two free agents. People know who they are, either trade or free agency. Colt Keith, Riley Green, and then, yes, the promise of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The promise of Jackson Jobe. The promise of, it won't be Max Clark. But you get
Chase
my point.
Chase Young, probably.
If he could hit a fastball. But, yes, it's just they have an opportunity to give you what you want, but I don't have a lot of faith.
I get it. I understand why.
I feel terrible. Look, I don't want to be that way.
The resume speaks for itself, Mike, and you can't argue with that, because of all sports, baseball always seems to find its level. And unfortunately, the level the last decade in this town has been below sea level.
And I'd love to tell you it'd be this season, but the problem is,
they're not going to pass four teams.
Well, the issue is the math is very difficult. They've only got 65 games left, and they're 7 games behind the Red Sox, the Royals, and I think 5 games behind the Astros. I don't buy the Rays. I'm cool if you guys don't either.
No.
But my issue is you're still in a position where you're trading Gio Urshela. You're trading Jack Flaherty. You're trading Carson Kelly. It's hard for me, beyond it just being nice to see them win, giving people some joy this weekend with a couple of walk-offs, one of which Dave Roberts should be fired for. But we don't do LA radio, and no one here cares. The point is, on that level, it's nice. But no, it's hard to buy in based on if you're trading these people. Now, again, I'm going to bring up an idea with you later this week. There are going to be players traded with term. It's going to be very expensive. But if you could make a trade where you're a buyer, but it's also adding to your core.
Right.
I think that's a way to engage the fan base where it could bring you to the ballpark because it's just a better product. Will they do it? I highly doubt it. But we'll talk about it. 248-539-9797. Kenny, we'll get the ticket text momentarily. We'll take care of some business, get a few phone calls as well. Touch the table on football, bottom of the hour. And yes, Scooble got screwed. If you want to call and invent on that, you can. But really, who cares about the All-Star game? We all know he should be starting it. But is there anyone really upset about it? I doubt it. Prove me wrong. 97-1.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that's right, Rico. It is free. We do appreciate you listening. Mike Stone with us this week. Rico traveling the world.
Where's he going? Where is he?
That's
it's his own business, I guess.
Privacy is priceless. Okay. Let the man live his life. All I know is he's not here. Okay. Okay. That's not appropriate. Kenny, the ticket text, please.
For me, DFA Javi Baez, that would show that the failure is not going to be tolerated anymore. Mike in Madison Heights.
Keep going.
I'm a very loyal Tigers fan. It doesn't take anything for me to go. Fairweather fans only show up when the team wins.
Hold on. Now, listen. Listen. That's one of the lamest fan bits out there. The team hasn't made the playoffs in a decade. They've gone through long stretches where they don't look like they're particularly engaged. Okay. You had an offseason where Miggy money off the books, you did next to nothing. And what you did do, your GM lit the money on fire with Maeda and Canna. I don't think it's appropriate to blame fans. I don't. I blame fans like you who don't get angry enough and hold the team accountable.
You can do both, though. You can be angry and because it's summer, it's baseball. I think every Tiger fan, whether you're pissed at him or not, should at least go to one or two games a year.
Tony, that's where I'm at, is I'll go to a game or two. I'll do the daiquiri thing
you're a daiquiri guy.
But after we get back and after the game's over, it's still the resentment towards the offseason of nothing.
Right,
still
I
there.
Agree, yes.
Like, I love the fact they've caught fire, but the problem is it's still like driving into a brick wall because you're dealing Flaherty. Now, look, would I go to Flaherty right now and be like, Jack, straight up, do you want to be a Tiger? Let's get a deal done. If the answer is anything other than hell yes, I have to trade him.
Yes.
And if that's the case, I can't buy into a second half Arizona Diamondbacks miracle.
No, absolutely not.
You know, sucks because I want to because of what you talked about.
Right. It was a fun night at the ballpark.
I'm going to sound like Howard Dean before this is all over. Let's go to the people. Go to Matt 97.1. Matty, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man? Just watching you guys on Twitch. So I have the NCAA game, and I am, without Ryan Day, going to restore the Buckeyes and destroy Harbaugh as many times as I can. Okay. I also went to Wayne State, so I'm going to play a dynasty with them and see what I can do for them.
Oh, listen. What's Joyke Bell look like on that game?
I don't know. I haven't checked yet. I literally just unwrapped it.
There it is.
I've been driving back.
Matt, it's a big day, and that's the beauty of it. Look, the sport itself.
Single, no kids, so I don't have anything to distract me.
Rock and roll, slowest sports week of the year. You have a blast. I'm telling you, Kenny already told his girl, don't talk to me. She's out.
You're going to get me in trouble, man. I never said that once.
You said that at the 3:45 break. I'm Kenny, God, he gets so bent out of shape. Clearly, none of that's real.
I've cheated on her before.
I did not say that. I would never make that accusation. Oh, my God, Kenneth. All right, my God. Let's go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on?
Oh, Mike, where do I start? Okay, I know you don't really care about the All-Star game. You know, it's kind of like you just treat it like every other All-Star game. It doesn't matter. But, you know, Mike, this announcement, it really pissed me off. I'm telling you, man. When I heard that announcement on Doug and Carr's show that Corbin Burns would start for the American League over Tarek Skubal, it filled me with an extremely unhealthy amount of rage. Like, I know it doesn't matter, but I care way too much. Skubal's leading the league in basically every pitching category and is the front runner for the Cy Young. Put him in the start of the game!
You're right.
Nobody looked at Tigers fans and Tarek Skubal was the front runner and spit in your face. And yes, Scott, I blame you because this is your fault too. Your team sucked too long because your offseason was garbage. Oh, you're upset, Tigers fans? Well, Burns is on an actual playoff team. That's cute. That's cute, MLB. Why don't you stick it in that purse, you scumbag.
Oh, my God.
And that young player's routine, Scott, save it. And by the way, MLB, I gave Paul Skeens the nod for the NL. What's his excuse? He got the nod for the freaking All-Star game. He just got here like 5 minutes ago.
All right. All right. Listen, Nick, it's 90. They
haven't done anything since our family.
All right.
They're not going anywhere this year.
All right.
Come on.
All right.
So I originally liked the Skeens thing. I was okay with it. But this is like, man, just be consistent. If you're just going to pick the best guys from the playoff teams, I mean, come on.
I agree with that premise. Nick, I can't.
I love the fact that he's pissed off.
I'm not mad at Nick. It's just the All-Star game has morphed into garbage. You're right in everything you say. I just don't know where to. Look, save the anger for James Franklin. I'm 99% sure that's Penn State, Nick. Save it for that. Oh. That matters.
Oh, poor Nick.
Don't. Not on the All-Star game. We can all look at each other and agree Skubal deserves to be starting it. But in the grand scheme of things, what is it? How many people are actually even going to watch the All-Star game?
It gets less and less each year.
It's the Pro Bowl. That's all it is.
Yeah, and it used to be so much fun.
I know. You're going to tell us about Ray Fossey.
No.
Come on.
The Dave Parker throw was better. But no, seriously, when you were a kid and they used to introduce the players.
It mattered.
And even if you had a crappy team, I had to edit myself there for a second. And there were years when I was growing up when the Phillies were awful and
the A's back then?
No. They did play each other this weekend, by the way. Did you see the score? I gave 18-3. Anyway.
Stoney graduated high school with Connie Mack. I'm saying, just come on. Go.
Jimmy Fox.
Right, exactly.
With two X's.
Go ahead.
My favorite player. But like when they announce the guy from your team, you like felt a little sense of pride. Even here, I imagine the kids, they love the fact when Damian Easley was an all-star.
Oh,
when he got to play. I mean, hell, we had Gregory Soto be an all-star for 2 years in a row. That's how. But it's kind of a cool thing.
I think it's just something, like a lot of things in sports, that have just aged out.
Yeah.
I can't get excited about it. Do I feel like Skubal deserved it? Of course I do. But
yeah,
in the end, it's like.
I know.
Like Stoney. 20 years ago, mm-hmm. You could probably do a topic on a home run derby. Or you could probably do a topic on the All-Star game tomorrow.
Yeah.
You could never pull that off now. Not if you planned on having an audience.
No, unless there was something, you know, some epic, unless there's a Ray Fossey incident.
Right. Like if tomorrow night you've got like Ohtani taking a baseball bat to someone's head. We got a little sizzle here now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Like, you know, like Skubal gets out there and like smokes, you know, somebody in the head with a baseball and there's a brawl.
Right.
Okay.
And it's an Oriole because he's pissed off that Burns is starting.
Right.
Yes, we'd have a problem.
What if what if he just fights Corbin Burns? I don't know. I'm with you. And it's just hard to generate an anger that Nick has for it. Let's go to Marty, 97.1. Hi, Marty. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, pretty good. I'm just saying that the interleague play killed the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Before it was a novelty.
Good point.
And now it's just running the mill. Oh, we had the Dodgers in, and then, you know, we'll see the Cardinals or whoever.
Marty, you're
Marty,
right.
How old are you, Marty?
I'm past 50, that's for sure.
Okay, so, you know, I'm past 60. So,
yep.
Well, what killed the All-Star, besides that, and you're correct, was, in a weird way, all the games being on television. Because when I was a kid, the only time you get to see the American League was the Saturday afternoon game of the week, the All-Star game, and the World Series. That was it.
What about Twib Notes?
I love Twib Notes. One of the great baseball themes of all time. Twib Notes were great this week in baseball.
But yeah.
But seriously, okay. I mean, but
guys like us, though, Marty, like me, you, Stoney, yeah. Like, you're right. There was something, it was unique. Well, and again, it's a lot like what college football used to be. It was unique to see these new teams or to see a new matchup. Now they've homogenized it where you're right. It's not, it is special to see Ohtani, but it was the idea that this is the only time these players will face each other except the World Series.
Right.
Exactly. And now it's,
I mean, when you look back on, the 71 All-Star game here.
Oh, for God's sakes. Mike, that's 53 years ago.
But the names, Mays, Mantle, Aaron, Reggie with the home run. I mean, okay, I'm done.
Kenny, I often say when you look back at the 1953 All-Star game.
No, I'm not going that far back.
Jesus.
And I only mentioned 71 because it was played here.
Up next, Stoney's pre-integration memories. Josh Gibson was robbed.
When's that big Satchel Paige discussion happening, Ev?
He saw him live. That's okay. That's enough. Any ticket text, and then I'll take care of some business, and we'll check in on the world of football as well.
I saw Stephon Paige live.
Okay, come on. Jesus.
Former Chiefs for 800, Alex.
Kenny, please say something.
A proper offseason will get me to Comerica Park next year, but I need to see it before I believe it.
I think I'm with this ticket texter. I don't know if that's where their head is at, but I'm telling you.
Are we worried about another botch trade deadline like last year's, boys?
No, I'm not. I think people learn from their mistakes, and that's one of Detroit's great sports mysteries. I would love to hear on the record what the hell happened, because I believe it was they just got screwed by the Dodgers and more by Rodriguez than anybody else. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Stoney in for the vacationing Rico Beard. Jeff Rieger will follow this wonderful program. The biggest news of the day, sports-wise, obviously, Scooble getting screwed. And you look over all the data out there. Corbin Burns, former Cy Young Award winner with a great team, having a terrific season. 2.43 ERA, 1.04 WHIP. 9-4, 19 starts. Seth Lugo, he's not starting either. Burns is the starter. Seth Lugo, 2.48 ERA, 1.09 WHIP, 116 strikeouts, 30 walks, 11-4, 16 starts. Pretty damn good. Some guy named Scooble, Tarik Scooble, 2.41 ERA. By my math and my eyes, that's better than the previous two. His WHIP, 0.88. That is also better than the other two. Strikeouts, 140. Walks, 21. Record, 10-3. Bruce Bochy, thank you very much. You screwed. Not the Detroit Tigers. A little bit of our fans. You screwed Tarik Skubal. Now, starting pitcher's probably only going to win an inning anyway. I get it. It's not that big of a deal. But the honor for arguably the best pitcher in baseball, let alone the favorite to win the Cy Young Award right now, it's kind of disgusting that he's not the starter. Disgusting? Yeah, maybe a little harsh, but it's disappointing. How about that?
It would be way more disappointing if anybody actually cared about the All-Star game. That's the shame in all this is it's like, you know, it's nobody can see this. Nobody's hearing this.
Yes.
It's a tree falling in the woods.
I know. Well, you need idiots like myself to call like national radio shows, you know, like the MLB Network and, you know, raise some hell. That's what needs to happen.
I just don't know that there's going to be a lot of hell raising because of this, you know?
I know. Because I've been known, Mike is hiding from me. I've been known to do that. You know, Max from Michigan calling MLB Network.
I heard you call Mad Dog Radio once.
You did?
15 years ago.
Yes.
I do that.
I know. I love sports radio. And every once in a while, I'll be Max from Michigan. You'll hear me on NHL radio once in a while.
Kenny, Ticket Tex, Rieger's plugging in. We'll get him involved. I will tell you, Rieger's, the tan is incredible.
I know.
He's looking good. You ever inside? Like, are you doing landscaping these days? What's going on with you? Like, are you out in the yard all day?
So my daughter just learned to ride a bike.
Oh, there
it is. So we go on bike rides every day. And then I also, you know, every now and then I get in the course. So
okay.
I'm just telling you. Did you play this week?
What's that?
Did you play this weekend?
I played yesterday. I actually played with Freddy the Pizza Man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, can I tell? Should I say
what
this?
What are we doing here?
I took 70 from him.
Oh. Okay. Kenny, a ticket. All right, well, he's plugged in. All right, well, what's coming up next
I don't think
on the
he'll
show?
Mind. He usually beats me. All right, so we're going to talk about the Tigers, obviously. I cannot believe I was listening a little bit to Doug, to you guys. I heard, was it Mark Ryan on Thursday after the Flaherty start? All throughout the weekend, I heard Kapoor. I've heard everybody. And this theme keeps coming up about the Tigers that could not be more wrong. It's actually asinine in my belief. So once you get past like all the joy in the two walk-offs against the Dodgers.
That to me, I poo-pooed too.
Yeah. Once you get past it, and by the way, it was really fun.
Yes.
But once you get past it, I think you're going to agree with me. So we're going to start at 6 with that, not to mention 9 o'clock. We're on for 4 hours, no Wojo. But 9 o'clock in honor of NCAA football. I think he took the day off. To play.
No, he
could
took,
you imagine?
No,
he's
no.
too hammered.
No,
to
Wojo
operate
took the day off for detox. Because
his family
came
was here.
How many bottles
of gin?
Oh, man.
It's like Vegas vacation. You can dig up all the bottles in the backyard.
The cleaning lady that cleans his house is going to have a lot of recyclables.
Oh, I know.
But by the way, I filled in for the morning show, I think it was on Thursday, because Cookies took 2 days off to spend some wife time so he can play the NCAA game all week.
Right.
Which is kind of genius, to
tell
you the truth.
I was in here with Rico on Thursday, right? No.
Well, I think you were the next day with John.
Oh, right. Yes.
So I was there with John on Thursday, and he informed me why Cookies wasn't there. I'm like, oh, that's genius. That's brilliant. I'm like,
to take a vacation and spend time with your wife?
Right, but
how's that breaking news?
No, he was spending the 2 days with his wife because this week he can't spend time with his wife because he's going to be playing the game.
Yeah, and our podcast starts back up on August 6th, like he may as well just be single. There's no time.
But anyway,
once football comes back, there's no time.
I tried to get John to agree to play Jim in NCAA football.
He should play
Rico. He wouldn't do it.
Why?
He said it wouldn't be any fun. He said he can't do anything that he's going to lose at. He would have to practice way too much. He poo-pooed it. He wouldn't do it. He actually said he wanted to be paid $1,000.
What?
Ridiculous. Couldn't believe it. What a great show bit that would be.
I'll pay him $1,000 for an honest opinion about U of M football.
Oh!
That'd be a first. Sorry, that's
Rieger said you're on for 4 hours today, huh?
Yeah, we got a 4 hour marathon. We got all kinds of stuff, guys. We got some fun stuff. We got some sports stuff.
You gonna get into Scooble getting screwed at all?
Oh yeah, we'll hit
he
on that.
He should be starting the All Star game, but I can't yell about it. I don't care about the All Star.
The data is overwhelming.
I saw the side by side. It's insane.
It's not close.
I mean, just the whip alone,
right,
is jaw dropping. Like, what are we doing here?
And you know, here's what you're going to do.
Is Bochy going to talk tomorrow?
He's going to have essentially the 1 or 1A season in modern Tigers history, and you're going to waste it. That's what makes me so angry.
Yes. Isn't it funny that that was the one game they lost this weekend.
Yes.
Because
I was there.
Oh, that was a great game. I mean,
I'll tell you one thing. They owe Dave Roberts edible arrangements for yesterday. And I know we're not doing like KTLA here. I'll leave it alone.
Does it make up for not walking Ohtani?
I got to tell you, that was such a boneheaded decision that nobody talks about. Like, I get it. Will Smith hits lefties better. Like, I was so outraged on Friday that you pitched to Ohtani, who was 0 for 4, and you allow the best hitter of our generation, maybe.
He's Barry Bonds. He just put him on base.
Exactly. And the other thing, too, is that and this is my problem with AJ. AJ, good skipper, and I know Mike loves that term.
Please don't. However, I hate the term skipper.
I don't think he has the ability to make the gut decision. You look like a moron when you allow Shohei to beat you.
Did you ask him? Were you at the game?
I was not at the game.
Was he asked about it?
He was, and he said essentially, I had two bad decisions. I had two bad choices, rather, whether it's Will Smith or whether it's Shohei Ohtani. But here's what he could have done. It's crazy. He could have actually brought a righty, walk Ohtani, bring a righty in, and have the righty pitch to Smith.
Save for the show. Save it for the show. You're going to be all right.
All right. Anyway.
Michael, tremendous first day
in the
books.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
Oh, you guys were on all week?
All week. The Godfather celebration all week.
There is no baseball game to shorten your show either.
No.
You never get to experience that.
Never.
Or lengthen it. All right. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 2. Rieger's next.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Stoney in for the vacationing Rico Beard. Jeff Rieger will follow this wonderful program. The biggest news of the day, sports-wise, obviously, Scooble getting screwed. And you look over all the data out there. Corbin Burns, former Cy Young Award winner with a great team, having a terrific season. 2.43 ERA, 1.04 WHIP, 9-4, 19 starts. Seth Lugo, he's not starting either. Burns is a starter. Seth Lugo, 2.48 ERA, 1.09 WHIP, 116 strikeouts, 30 walks, 11-4, 16 starts. Pretty damn good. Some guy named Scooble. Tarik Scooble? 2.41 ERA. By my math and my eyes, that's better than the previous two. His whip, 0.88. That is also better than the other two. Strikeouts, 140. Walks, 21. Record, 10-3. Bruce Bochy, thank you very much. You screwed. Not the Detroit Tigers, a little bit of our fans. You screwed Tarik Skubal. Now, starting pitcher's probably only going to win an inning anyway. I get it. It's not that big of a deal. But the honor for arguably the best pitcher in baseball, let alone the favorite to win the Cy Young Award right now, it's kind of disgusting that he's not the starter. Disgusting? Yeah, maybe a little harsh, but it's disappointing. How about that?
It would be way more disappointing if anybody actually cared about the All-Star game. That's the shame in all this is it's like, you know, it's nobody can see this. Nobody's hearing this.
Yes.
It's a tree falling in the woods.
I know. Well, you need idiots like myself to call like national radio shows, you know, like the only MLB network and, you know, raise some hell. That's what needs to happen.
I just don't know that there's going to be a lot of hell raising because of this, you know?
I know. Because I've been known, Mike is hiding from me. I've been known to do that. You know, Max from Michigan calling MLB Network.
I heard you call Mad Dog Radio once.
You did?
15 years ago.
Yes.
I do that.
I know. I love sports radio. And every once in a while, I'll be Max from Michigan. You'll hear me on NHL radio once in a while.
Kenny, ticket text, Rieger's plugging in. We'll get him involved. I will tell you, Rieger's, the tan is incredible.
I know.
He's looking good. You ever inside? Like, are you doing landscaping these days? What's going on with you? Like, are you out in the yard all day?
So my daughter just learned to ride a bike.
So we go
on bike rides every day.
There it is.
And then I also, every now and then I get in the course. So
okay.
You play this week?
What's that?
Did you play this weekend? Or?
I played yesterday. I actually played with Freddy the Pizza Man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, can I tell? Should I say
what
this?
What are we doing here?
I took 70 from him.
Oh. Okay. Kenny, a ticket. All right, well, he's plugged in. All right, well, what's coming up next
I don't think
on the
he'll
show?
Mind. He usually beats me. All right, so we're going to talk about the Tigers, obviously. I cannot believe I was listening a little bit to Doug, to you guys. I heard, was it Mark Ryan on Thursday after the Flaherty start? All throughout the weekend, I heard Kapoor. I've heard everybody. And this theme keeps coming up about the Tigers that could not be more wrong. It's actually asinine in my belief. So once you get past like all the joy in the two walk-offs against the Dodgers.
That to me, I poo-pooed too.
Yeah. Once you get past it, and by the way, it was really fun.
Yes.
But once you get past it, I think you're going to agree with me. So we're going to start at 6 with that, not to mention 9 o'clock. We're on for 4 hours, no Wojo. But 9 o'clock in honor of NCAA football. I think he took the day off to play.
No, he
could
took,
you imagine?
No,
he's
no,
too hammered.
No,
to
Wojo took the day off for detox because his family
was here.
How many bottles
of gin?
Oh, man.
It's like Vegas vacation. You can take up all the bottles in the backyard. Yeah.
The cleaning lady that cleans his house is going to have a lot of recyclables.
Oh, I know.
But by the way, I filled in for the morning show, I think it was on Thursday, because Cookies took 2 days off to spend some wife time so he can play the NCAA game all week.
Right.
Which is kind of genius, to tell you the truth.
I was in here with Rico on Thursday, right? No.
Well, I think you were the next day with John.
Oh, right. Yes.
So I was there with John on Thursday, and he informed me
why
Cookies wasn't there. I'm like, oh, that's genius. That's brilliant. I'm like,
to take a vacation and spend time with your wife?
Right, but
how's that breaking news?
No, he was spending the 2 days with his wife because this week he can't spend time with his wife because he's going to be playing the game.
Yeah, and our podcast starts back up on August 6th, like he may as well just be single. There's no time.
But anyway,
once football comes back, there's no time.
I tried to get John to agree to play Jim in NCAA football.
He should play
Rico. He wouldn't do it.
Why?
He said it wouldn't be any fun. He said he can't do anything that he's going to lose at. He would have to practice way too much. He poo-pooed it. He wouldn't do it. He actually said he wanted to be paid $1,000.
What?
Ridiculous. Couldn't believe it. What a great show bit that would be.
I'll pay him $1,000 for an honest opinion about U of M football.
Oh!
That'd be a first. Sorry, that's
Karina said you're on for 4 hours today, huh?
Yeah, we got a 4 hour marathon. We got all kinds of stuff, guys. We got some fun stuff. We got some sports stuff.
You gonna get into Scooble getting screwed at all?
Oh yeah, we'll hit
he
on that.
He should be starting the All Star game, but I can't yell about it. I don't care about the All Star.
The dad is overwhelming.
I saw the side by side. It's insane.
It's not close.
I mean, just the whip alone,
right,
is jaw dropping. Like, what are we doing here?
And you know, here's what you're going to do.
Bruce Bochy going to talk tomorrow?
He's going to have essentially the 1 or 1A season in modern Tigers history, and you're going to waste it. That's what makes me so angry.
Yes. Isn't it funny that that was the one game they lost this weekend?
Yes.
Because
I was there.
Oh, that was a great game. I mean, the ballpark looked gorgeous.
They owe Dave Roberts edible arrangements. For yesterday. And I know we're not doing like KTLA here. I'll leave it alone.
Does it make up for walking Ohtani?
I got to tell you, that was such a boneheaded decision that nobody talks about. Like, I get it. Will Smith hits lefties better. Like, I was so outraged on Friday that you pitched to Ohtani, who was 0 for 4, and you allow the best hitter of our generation, maybe.
He's Barry Bonds. You just put him on base.
Exactly. And the other thing, too, is and this is my problem with AJ. AJ, good skipper, and I know Mike loves that term.
Please don't.
However, I hate the term
skipper.
I don't think he has the ability to make the gut decision. You look like a moron when you allow Shohei to beat you.
Did you ask him? Were you at the game?
I was not at the game.
Was he asked about it?
He was, and he said essentially, I had two bad decisions. I had two bad choices, rather, whether it's Will Smith or whether it's Shohei Ohtani. But here's what he could have done. He actually, it's crazy. He could have actually brought a righty, walk Ohtani, bring a righty in, and have the righty pitch to Smith.
Save for the show.
Oh,
just save it for the show. All You're
right.
going to be all right.
All right. Anyway.
Michael, tremendous first day
we'll
in the books.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
Oh, you guys were on all week?
All week. The Godfather celebration all week.
There is no baseball game to shorten your show either.
No.
You never get to experience that.
Never.
Or lengthen it. All right.
There you go.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 2. Rieger's next.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.